Blog Talk Radio.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Come on, Lord, I love you.
loves you. He was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do love Jesus. I really do love him, I think.
I do.
Lord, I love him.
You are my destiny. You are the air I breathe. You are the reason why I sing. You are my melody. You are my destiny. You are the life I
bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy and bless your righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come on this Sunday afternoon, Father God, with a grateful heart. Father God, we come, Father God, humbly bowing down before you, Father, in your presence, in your glory, Father God. Father, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father God. Anywhere we have failed, anywhere we have come short, anywhere we have missed the mark, Father God, and we ask that you would forgive us right now, Father God, and we thank you for your faithfulness to do so, Father God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, that washes us, Father God, renews us, cleanses us when we confess our sins. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, Father God, even when we are not all that faithful to you, Father God. We want to bless you, Father God. We want to say thank you for another day. We want to say thank you for taming down the heat, Father God. We want to say thank you for the rain that was sent, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We realize that some countries, Father God, received an overabundance of rain, Father God, that caused many to die, Father God. We pray for them even right now, Father God, for all of the grieving families, for all of the missing persons, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know there's other parts of our country that's praying for rain, Father God, to help put out some of the fires, Father God, especially in the West Coast, Father God. We are praying for them, Father God. We're praying for all those who have lost and the devastation and the deaths and the wildfire fires, Father God, still burning even right now, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we come, we realize that somebody somewhere, Father, is laying up in the hospital ward. Somebody is in the ICU. Somebody is struggling between life and death. Somebody has a bullet lodged in their head, Father God, because they was in the right place at the wrong time, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all of these situations, Father God. Somebody's contemplating evil right now, Father God, of what they intend to do before the sun go down, Father God, before tomorrow comes. We pray for these individuals. Somebody's been diagnosed with Delta, Father God, the COVID-19, Father God. Even though they have received both vaccines, Father God, they're still, Father God, have been diagnosed, Father God. We pray for everybody in that situation, Father God, vaccine or no vaccine, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody's heart is heavy today, Father. Somebody is sad, Father God. Somebody has lost. Somebody, Father God, is lonely. Somebody is bewildered, Father God. Somebody is in a situation where they just don't know what to do. Father, somebody needs money to pay a bill, Father God. Somebody, Father God, is without a home. Somebody is without children. Somebody is without a spouse. Somebody is without a job. Somebody, Father God. And we pray for all of these individuals everywhere, Father God. And most of all, somebody is without you. They're without you, Father God, but they don't know that it's really, really not that difficult, Father God, to get connected to you. So we pray, Father God, this day, Father God, that somebody somewhere will say yes. Somebody somewhere. We pray for the incarcerated, Father, locked up behind bars, but still have access to the internet, that they might, Father God, hear us and be encouraged, Father God, that somebody's innocent, Father God, and we pray for justice. Somebody's guilty, Father. We pray that you would give them another chance. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, this is our prayer on today. Father God, we thank you for the church services all around, Father God. Some church doors are opening up again. Some church pastors are talking about closing down, Father God, or keeping the numbers minimum, Father God, to see what this Delta is going to do, Father God. But regardless, we thank you that the word of God continues to move forward, Father God, because you have made a way. And so, Father, if we can't be together in person, Father God, you make it possible for us to come together on the internet. You can make it possible for us to come on the block radio, Father God. We cannot keep the word shut down, Father God, because there's no way that can happen. So, Father God, we pray Father God, your blessings upon our coming together on this day. And we know that it is not in vain. It will not be in vain because your word will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So, Father God, have your way. You're the potter, we are the clay. Anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our spirits to obey, Father God, and we will bless you. We ask that you would bind every spirit of interference. There be no technical difficulties, Father God. There be no interference in us hearing all of the words going forth today. The telephones won't ring. We have just put the telephones on mute, Father God, until the service is over, Father God, that we will bring our families together. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, that it's midday, Father God, here and where we are. Father, somewhere else is nighttime. People are getting ready for bed. Somewhere else in part of the world, people are just getting up in the morning. But, Father God, regardless, your word is always relevant. So, Father God, we commit this service into your hands. Hallelujah. We ask that, Father God, that we may decrease and you may increase. None of us and all of you. None of us and all of you. And we say thank you and we bless you and we praise you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Well. Another day, another service. Amen, amen. We want to welcome all of you, our first timers, second timers, those of you who are visitors, those some of you who chime in every service we have, but we still don't know you yet. We don't know you yet, but we know you're disappointed when we don't come through, and we want you to know that the only reason we don't come through is if there were technical difficulties. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to welcome you. Amen. We pray that you will please enjoy the services today here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am Dr. Alfreda. It is my pleasure to serve. Amen. I did have an opportunity to be somewhere else today, and I really wanted to be there too. I really, it's a part of me. I wanted to be there. Amen. I wasn't quite sure how we were going to carry on this service. I talked to the Lord about it. Amen. And God did not give me permission, amen, to relieve my post. Amen. So here I am. Amen. And happy to be in your service. Amen. Glory be to God in the service of the Lord. Amen. So we pray that everybody's having a good day. Amen. Regardless of what's going down, beloved, amen. It's a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it because it didn't have to be. It didn't have to be. I went to a homegoing service on yesterday. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, it was two. Glory be to God. Yes, 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 yes. I hear that someone else in our ministry had three. Amen. And it could have been you and it could have been me, but it wasn't. Amen, because God has given us another day. So we pray for those who are mourning, those who are grieving, amen, and we miss the loss of our family and friends that have gone on, beloved, but God has given us one more day, amen. So we're going to make the best of it, amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord, amen. So please make yourself comfortable, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Let me see if I can take out some of this background noise here. Okay, I think it went down. Amen. I'm sort of, amen, glory be to God. We want our neighbors to sort of hear what's going on. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Beloved, nowadays, all you got to do is put a little Bluetooth on the outside of your house. Amen. Have a prayer service and put the Bluetooth on and let some of your neighbors hear that some prayers going on in your house. You ain't got to put it real loud. Amen. Put a little Bluetooth on the outside of your door. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a little Bible study. Come on now, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's the power of God into salvation to everyone that believes it. You might as well, because guess what they going to do? They're not going to put the Bluetooth, they're going to put the boom box, out there in the middle of the street and start to cutting up. Y'all know how they do. Come on now, how low can you go and dancing and partying and smoking and drinking and eating with the music loud? And you trying to go to sleep. Here it is, 9:10, and they still playing the music. Well, beloved, if the world can do that, you're going to tell me you can't put a little Bluetooth on the outside of your door for about 20, 30 minutes and let the world know that Jesus lives here. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You talking about a blessing? You think your house is blessed now? Amen. Glory be to God. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. So please make yourself comfortable. Amen. Glory. Not too comfortable now. Amen. If the world hits you, we want you to say amen. Say amen. Give an amen. Give an ounce. Give a shout. Amen. Clap your hands. Because we hope you have your Bibles with you today. Amen. Your notebooks, your pads. Listen, let me tell you something. Amen. This type of service, amen, is new to a lot of us, but it's commonplace. And beloved, and we might be seeing more and more and more of this too. Amen. This media ministry. Because we just don't know what's happening around us. We don't know all the details. And this media ministry is a safe place because in the comfort of your home, in the comfort of your car, amen, you can get into the spirit. You can get into church. You can get into the fellowship, you know, in your bathroom, in your kitchen with your pajamas on. Now, we know that some people are not going to ever want to leave home, even after the pandemic, because we done got nice and comfy. Amen. But nevertheless, the point I'm trying to make is there is no time, and this is in the spirit. Amen. So come on and join on in with us. Amen. As we fellowship on today. Amen. Our scripture for today is going to come from the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29. Jeremiah, chapter number 29. And we want to look at verse number 11. And it reads as such, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. We're going to talk to you this morning from a subject, training for reigning. Training, amen, for reigning. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, so we're going to come. We're going to give you another selection. Maybe two. Amen. And after that, we're going to come back and get you right into what thus saith the Lord to us on today. Amen. Amen. And amen.
I've got a destination in my view. The road may be bumpy getting there, but I'm pressing through. I will enjoy this journey, no matter come what may. I'll become better and stronger and wiser every day. I've got a vision and a purpose, a divine destiny. It may not look like it right now, but faith ain't what I see. It is the things I hope for, believing that it will come. And no matter how long it takes, I know God's will shall be done. His will is that I prosper. His will is that I win. His He gave me his son. He
behalf. Real simple song, just say,
Father God, and we thank you even right now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, amen, we pray that you will be able to stay with us for the next 30 minutes or so. Amen. If not, amen, we ask that you would please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. To find out more about our ministry. Amen and amen. Our scripture on this morning, beloved, amen, in the book of Jeremiah, amen, chapter number 29, amen, states that, amen, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Glory be to God. Beloved, as we have been teaching over the past several weeks, amen, God has a great destiny laid out, amen, for all of his children. Amen. It is not a destiny that he concocted at the last minute, amen, but it is a destiny laid down for us even before the foundation of the world. It is huge. It is humongous. It is beyond our expectations. It is more than we can ever think or imagine. Amen. And God, amen, glory be to God, has given that to you and to me. Amen. That we can live our best life ever. Amen. Right here on planet Earth and then in eternity with him. Amen. When it's all said and it's done. Amen. And so the Lord, amen, expresses to us all throughout the Bible, amen, how much he loves us, so much that he gave his only begotten son, amen, for us, beloved, amen. And it is God's will for us to prosper and to be in good health, even as our soul prospers, amen. But then we notice that in the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it, we find out that it is not automatic. It just does not happen just to happen. It doesn't happen per happenstance. It doesn't just fall down in our laps, amen. We find out that there's still some effort that we must put into the game, amen, because it tells us, amen, that faith without works is dead. Amen. And so he tells us that even though it's God's will for us to have all of this and all of that, we must still fight for it. We have to contend for it. Amen. So he tells us to fight the good fight of faith. Glory be to God. Get up your spiritual dukes. Man up, woman up. Amen. Get radical. Amen. And come in and get what's already yours. Amen. Your name is on this. Amen. And he tells us, amen, that it's not an evil fight, amen. It's not a dark fight, amen, but it's a good fight, amen, because he tells us to fight the good fight of faith. It's not an ordinary fight. It's a good fight. It's a supernatural fight. It's God super on our natural, amen. So he tells us, amen, that we must put something in the game. We must put some skin in the game, amen, because he also tells us the reason why, as Paul, amen, shares with us, amen, there's a great door, a blessing, a great door. I mean, it's blowing my mind. All this, Lord, really for me? Amen. But Paul also goes on to say, and but there is a great host of adversaries. The right beside it. So it's amazing how good and evil travel together. Good and evil travel together. Where there's lightness, there's darkness. See? Where there's God's angels, there's the devil's angels too. See, and so you have this great door blessing, yes, but yet it attached to that is also a great hope of adversities and adversaries. Amen. Glory be to God. And so these are the your adversaries are your mind, amen, your flesh, other people, amen, even the devil himself. Amen. All working against you to stop you, as in a game of checkers, as in a game of chess. You know what I mean? To stop you, to block you from achieving what it is God will have for you to do. Amen. The matter of fact, the Bible tells us that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's the devil's MO. That's all he's about. He can't be about anything else because he's a liar and he's the father of it. Amen. The devil can't bring good. Amen. He don't know good because he's no good. Amen. Glory be to God. So whenever the devil shows up, he's coming even for one of three things. And if he can get all three, that'll work for him too. Amen. He's coming to steal something. He's coming to kill something. And he's coming to destroy something. See, your life, your destiny, your praise, your worship, your blessing, your health, your money, your relationships, your children, your family. He don't care. Amen. He really don't care. Amen. But Jesus said this in that same verse. Amen. We can find that in St. John 10:10. He says, but I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So we see God's plan here. We see God's plan. No. Struggle is temporary. Come on now. Poverty is temporary. Sickness is temporary. Difficulties, all this is temporary, beloved. It's a light affliction for a long-term gain. Amen. Because we see that God really does have a good plan for all of his children, not just some of his children, for all of his children. Amen. And so Jesus came that we may have life, that abundant life. And that abundancy is in every area of our life. Now, we're just not talking about finances and include finances. He's talking about in our health and our relationships, most of all in our spirit. Okay, and so Jesus wants us to be whole and complete, amen. And so this is God's will, amen, for us. Matter of fact, when we read in the book of Psalms 35:27, it tells us that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I come to tell you during this afternoon that you were born to win. You were born to win. Turn around and tell your neighbor, amen, hallelujah, that I was born to win, amen, and so were you, amen. Not only were you born to win, but you were born again to win. Glory be to the living God. Matter of fact, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, verse number 17, glory be to God, it tells us that if any man, amen, be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Oh, yeah. But beloved, the issue that we have in the world and in God's kingdom is that many of his children do not see the manifestation. They do not see the blessing manifestation. They live their whole lives. I mean, their whole life, die, go to the grave, and never saw the manifestation. Mm-hmm. They never saw the evidence. See? Why? What happened? What did God come short? Amen. Did God lie? Why? Amen. Because they give up. See, they give up. They quit. Y'all know the old saying, quitters never win, winners never quit. Amen. They quit. Amen. They don't complete the process. They don't complete the process for their destiny. Matter of fact, and that's why in the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse number 10, it tells us to be not weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. See, and that's why it's a comma there, if you faint not, because the Holy Spirit would know that the devil will come to wear you out. The devil will come to put up his A game, to stop you, to block you, to hinder you, because there's a great door of adversaries. See, and these are vicious spirits, vicious situations to stop you. And unfortunately, sometimes we quit. It's not that you lost. Amen, because you can't lose if you're a child of God, but you do have the willpower to quit, see? And so a lot of God's people quit. Glory be to God, hallelujah. I'm coming to encourage you this morning to trust the process. Trust the process that God has you in. Glory be to God. We must go through the process so we might grow through the process. Why? Because we are in training for reigning. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, you know, we're in training for reigning. I'm in training for reigning. You might say, well, I'm here by myself. That's okay, because you're not by yourself, even though you think you are. In training for reigning, we must trust God even where we cannot trace God. See, and that's real trust. That's real trust right there. Because, see, we like to look back and see the traces. We like to look back and see the footprints, see the crumbs, you know, see the paper trail. See, glory be to God. But when you can't even trace the process, but you can still trust the process, we say you're on the right road now. Huh? Glory be to God. Now, I want you to write this down on this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can't get there until you get there. You can't get there until you get there. Glory be to God. So you're on the highway, you're on the freeway, moving from one destination to the next destination. Amen. You got 15 minutes, amen, before, amen, everything starts. Amen. You're about 25 minutes away. You're a little aggravated because the traffic is a little bit heavy. You know, people are moving slow, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you're frustrated because it seemed like you got every red light. Seemed like the bus is never coming, and this bus was too full and didn't even let you on. And sometimes we become frustrated. But, beloved, I'm telling you to relax today because you can't get there until you get there. Now, we know you want to be on time. We know you meant to be there an hour ago. We know you meant to be there last week, yesterday, last month.
But the truth of the matter is you can't get there till you get there. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. In our training for reigning, amen, God, amen, has us sometimes in our waiting period, in our preparation period. We are being trained while we are waiting. Glory be to God. See, your waiting is just not because, amen, God is playing games with you, but it is the preparation time. See, he is getting you ready for your future. He's getting you ready for the blessing. He is getting you ready, amen, to give you the things that you desire of him, those things that you have asked for, those things that you have prayed for, those things that you have sought for. Amen. God is preparing to give you those things, but there's some preparation time. We think of King David. Oh, King David, oh, we talk about King David. Oh, yeah, he's our hero. King David took down Goliath. He took down Goliath. Everybody else was running, scattering, running for their lives. Amen. King David wasn't afraid. Amen. He took those three stones and he went. He said, you come to me, amen, with a sword and a spear, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. But wait a minute, beloved. Before King David could take down Goliath, when King David was in the wilderness, King David had to wrestle with the lion. People forget that he had to take the lion down. Before King David could take a lion down, people forget that King David had to wrestle with the bear. King David was in preparation, see, by slaying the lion, slaying the bear. It was all preparation for him to take down the giant. I tell you that you're in training for reigning. And the things that you are going through right now is just preparing you, amen, for the big deal. It's preparing you for the big curtain. It's preparing you for the big blessing. It's preparing you for the real deal. This is just all your preparation. This is your testing moment. Glory be to God. It's making you stronger, making you more skilled. When David got finished with the bear and the lion, he was more skilled. When David got finished, he was more confident. When David got finished, oh, can you finish a course? We try to get there before we get there. But you're not ready yet. You're not ready. You're not ready yet. You got to let this scene work out. You got to let this scene work out. Come on, somebody. It's a season for this and a season for that. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Say, you're not finished with your season until your season is finished. Oh, glory be to God. It can be a curse, amen, hallelujah, to be, amen, somewhere, and then it's not your season. Not only is God preparing you for what you have asked for, God is preparing you for more than what you have asked for. Because Ephesians 3:20 tells us, now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, yeah. God is preparing you for the will of God, the will of God for the glory of God. So while you're waiting on him, you have to let your roots run deep. Somebody said no roots, no fruit. We want the fruit. We want the blessing, but we don't want the roots. Glory be to God. What are you doing? I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. And I won't get tired waiting on God. I'm going to occupy till he comes. Glory be to God. I'm going to do his will. Glory be to God. Because the deeper you go determines how high you go. It's an internal work. It's something on the inside. God moving on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in our lives. Beloved, before a fruit-producing tree, glory be to God, reaches a time in its growth when it blossoms and bears fruit, before harvest time comes. See, you sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing, amen, and you just got a life of sacrifice and a life of sowing, and you haven't seen the full harvest yet. Oh, glory be to God, cast down bread upon the waters, amen, because it shall return to you. After many days, it's a coming, somebody turn around and say, it's a coming. See, but what happens first, amen, that tree, amen, sends its roots deep down into the earth. See, and where it can draw a constant source of nourishment. And then as it continues to be nourished from below, it begins to send its limbs upward and outward. I'm coming out. Upward and outward. I'm up and I'm out. I'm up and I'm out of lack. I'm up and I'm out of that situation. I'm up and I'm out of, hallelujah, of this dilemma. I'm up and I'm out of this sickness. Oh, I'm up and I'm out of pop. I'm up and I'm out of here. Oh, Lord, we have to be, we'll be just like Jabez. When Jabez asked the Lord, amen, to increase his territory. And God answered too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It didn't say how long he had to wait, but he waited. Hallelujah. God came through. Let me tell you, he's the slowest man is always on time. The bad say, I'm up and I'm out. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. We are untrained for reigning. And while we are waiting, God is doing something. God is doing something in us. God is doing something for us. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to trust the process. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Oh, don't, please don't throw in the towel. Come on now. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Come on, somebody. Hang on in there. Turn around and tell your neighbors that, baby, hang on in there. Hang on in there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. You must endure. You can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit. Come on now. The devil is counting on you quitting. He's counting on it. He done put all bets. He done put the whole house, amen, on the fact and not a fact, amen, on the hope that you're going to quit. Oh, because he know that's the only way he can stop you. That's the only way he going to get this one. That's the only way the devil going to get this one. Because right now where you are in God, let me tell you, nobody can stop you, not even yourself. Not even yourself. Amen. As long as you hang in there, glory be to God, and keep standing and keep walking forward, even if it's little baby steps, you won't be stopped. But if you quit, that's a whole new ball game. Hallelujah. You must endure. Amen, beloved. Hallelujah. The elements of every season. Now, we think about the season, especially over here on the East Coast. Amen. We know sometimes it's hot. Amen. Like the heat we've been getting here for the last few days. Then it's cold. Glory be to God. Then we got the sleet. Then we got the snow. Then we got the rain. Then we got the thunder. Lightning. Glory be to God. Lightning killed 15 people. Amen. Just a couple days ago I saw that. Beloved, all of these elements in that tree. Amen. You're the tree. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the midst. Amen. Taking it like a champ. Taking it like a champ. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground. Come on now. Sometimes you're crying. Sometimes you're laughing. Sometimes you're smiling. Sometimes you want to hide. Some days you don't want to even get out the bed. Come on, somebody. Some days you're hiding in the crowd. Some days you don't even want to see the crowd. Some days they can't keep you up from stop you from talking. Some days you don't want to open your mouth. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Taking it all. But yet no fruit. God, where's the harvest? God, I'm doing everything. I don't see no blessing. What's up here? No blossoming, no fruit. Come on now, no flowers. But beloved, because those roots, they are deeply tapped into a continuous source of strength, a continuous source of nourishment and energy, because you never stop praying. Come on, somebody. Praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. Don't stop praying. The Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. God will hear your cry. For the Lord is promised and his word is true. Come on now. You never stop praying. Amen. Hallelujah. You continue to serve. You're in the word. You're doing everything you know how to do. Glory be to God. So your roots are continuously tapped in the supernatural, amen, of God's holiness, the supernatural of God's power. Amen. And because of that, your tree is able to outlast all the seasons. Oh, yeah. There's a whole lot of them. Read Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. But you're outlasting all the seasons, and eventually you become what I call fruity tooties. Oh, fruity tooties. How fruity are you? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you become that fruit-producing tree. In other words, the harvest comes. Oh, you went to bed one night, you said, ain't nothing happening. Glory be to God. It reminds me of Brother Joseph. Y'all remember Joseph? Joseph was in the prison. Amen. Because Potiphar's wife lied and said that he came in the house to rape her, but really it was her. She was stalking him. Huh? And because she, you know, and she couldn't take rejection. Some people can't deal with rejection. See? And so she framed the brother. Amen. The brother went to jail. Amen. For something he didn't do. But the Bible tells us that 3.5 years later, glory be to God, Joseph went to bed one night. Amen. Hallelujah. In the prison. But he woke up in the morning. Amen. He was being summoned to the king's court. Overnight success. Overnight success. Glory be to God. I said hallelujah. Beloved, don't give up. Don't give up. Some of you, amen, going to be overnight successes. You might not see it today. Glory be to God. But Lord, boy, joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You wake up in the morning, you say, where did this come from? Oh, my God, Jesus. You wake up in the morning, you say, what is this? You get a phone call, you get an email, you get a letter in the mail, somebody ringing your doorbell. You say, what is this? Come on. The one of them sudden blessings. What is that? That's the fruit, baby. That's the fruit popping up. It's your harvest time. Whoa, glory. It was there all the time. It was just in the unseen form. It was just in the unseen form, but you kept your praise going on. You didn't let the devil steal your praise, and you kept your service going on. Oh, no, you kept on. Even when the flesh told you to shut it down, you kept it going on. You kept pushing. You kept pressing. Amen. Even though, amen, the crowd and your family was calling you foolish, but you kept going. Hey. They didn't understand. Amen. It's like some of us didn't understand. Joseph didn't understand that he was in training for rain. He didn't know that God was preparing him to be next to the king. He didn't know that. Hallelujah. But guess what? It never took his joy away. It never took, amen, his service away. He still served with a smile and excelled in every area. Everything that boy touched turned to prophetic gold because his spirit was right. Oh, my God. Can you be a cheerful giver when times is hard? Oh, beloved, when a person is rooted and grounded in God's word, Psalms 1:3 says this, like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water. But beloved, but I come to give you some encouragement today. Amen. Glory be to God. Write this down. Write this down. Turn around and tell your neighbor. Say, God's going to do this thing. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. God's going to do it. It won't be long now. Amen. I'm going to stay faithful till he do it. But this is what I got to remember. What is that, Pastor? You can't get there before you get there. You can't get there before you get there. So you're on your way to a destination, amen. It's up here, amen, in Glen Mills, amen. And it look like they starting, and they call you on the cell phone and say, well, where you at? Well, I'm at Broad and Erie right now. Well, how far are we trying to wait on you? I need another 25 minutes. I don't care how bad you want to be there on time. I don't care how bad you want to excel those 25 minutes. You can't get there until you get there. So there's no need in you getting reckless, amen, with road rage, running red lights, giving everybody the finger, running stop signs, amen, pulling up on the little babies riding their bicycles. There's no need to get reckless. You got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Ain't no need in getting reckless. Just chill out. And know that you can't get there before you get there. God is doing this thing. God has a will. God has a time. God has a way. Oh, you best believe it might look like you late, but when you get there, it's going to be right on time. It might look like other people are going before you, other people getting it in before you. But let me tell you something, when you wait on God and you let God do it, God's will, God's time, God's way, oh, baby, you're going to be right on time. See, the devil wants to get you frustrated. He wants to get you aggravated. He wants you to move in anxiety. He wants you to move in fear. Because if he can get you there, he can get you outside of the will of God. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. See? Oh, no, you can't get there before you get there. So, beloved, if you're wondering how long it's going to take before your fruit-producing season finally arrives, I don't want you to get discouraged today. I've come to bring you some hope. I want to remind you that the bigger the tree, the greater the need for that tree. To send its roots down deep, 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 deep. Somebody say, come on, let's go deep. Ha, ha. Let's go deep. How deep can you go? Let's go deep, deep. The roots go deep into the earth to draw that nourishment. And that nourishment is giving them tree roots a firm footing. See, and now that tree is able to stand against the wind, is able to stand against the weather, is able to stand against the elements of the different seasons. See, that continual nourishment also protects that tree from the pestilence that may try to attack that tree through the years. See, it's giving you what you need to stand up against the enemy, his attacks, those great adversaries. Come on now, against the lie of the devil. Come on now, those who are lying on you, those who have come to insult you, those who have come to bring you down. Come on now, stabbing you in your back, smiling in your face. You thought they were your friends. Oh, that hurts the worst when those who are close to you want to take a bite at you. Oh, but you're still standing when it's all said and done. Ask Jesus and Judas. Amen. You're still standing when it's all done. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, we can be firmly rooted, deeply rooted, fixed, steadied, stable, and strong. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as we know that our labor is not in vain, beloved. Amen. But remember that you can't get there before you get there. Chill out. You're moving too fast. You're moving so fast, you're in the flesh. You're moving too fast. You're walking in carnality now. No, it ain't God. That's your flesh. Because you're really moving in fear. You can't get there before you get there. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. So rather than complain, beloved, that it's taking too long, amen, just be grateful. Come on, be thankful. Somebody said, he said, enter into my gates with thanksgiving. Just give the Lord some praise for where you are right now. Give some praise, amen. It might not be all you want, but thank God for what it is. Hallelujah, because the thing that you're grateful for will increase. Glory be to God. Take this time that you're waiting on the Lord, beloved, hallelujah, send your roots down deep, deeper, 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 and tap into the strength of God's word. Let us tap into the strength of God's spirit. So that's where the power is. Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. If your roots are securely fixed in Jesus Christ, beloved, you will outlast every season. You will outlast every foul climate, every storm. And you know what, beloved? Honestly, you need to thank God that things haven't happened any faster in your life. You need to give God some praise. I thought it would happen by now, but I thank God that it didn't. Huh? Why, beloved, have you ever seen someone who reached success too quickly? And, beloved, that person usually loses his success just as quickly as she gained it. Why? Because they didn't have the roots. They didn't have the experience that was necessary to maintain the success that they gained. When people achieve success too quickly, it often means that they don't have the roots. They don't have the depth or the sure foundation to bear them up in the difficult times that they will encounter as they go through the seasons of life. Because we all experience difficulties from time to time. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. So, beloved, take this time to work on your personal life. Take this time to work on your mind. Come on now. Our mind needs some work. Our mind should be under construction. Take this time to work on your thinking. We got to come up out of the gutter and all that stinking thinking and that worldly thinking. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Take this time, beloved, to work on your discipline. Work on your credit report. Some of our credit reports are embarrassing. Come on, you in training for raining. God going to get you there, and you're going to let everybody know your credit score is 400? 400, are you really serious? Anything below 650, they laughing at you. You need to be up in the 700s is where you need to find a plan to get up into the 700s. Be ready when the blessing come, baby. Come on, take this time and work on your weight. Work on your diet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, already be in shape when the blessing come. Come on, somebody talk to me. Huh? Take this time and work on your relationships. Work on your behavior. Then you're in training for reigning. This is not wasted time. You got to work it, baby. Work it, work it, work it, work it. Work on putting off that old man and putting on new. Renewing your mind to the word of God daily, daily, every day. The same way you eat your natural food, eat your spiritual food. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Being certain that your affections are set on things above and not on things in the earth. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto us. And beloved, if you use your time wisely, there will be no wasted time in your life. But if you just sit around and complain and complain and complain that it's taking too long and you ain't seen the blessing and when God gonna do it and when it gonna happen and when and when and when and when and when and you looking at your clock, glory be to God, and your watch and the timer on your cell phone, beloved, you will waste time. Sitting and complaining does not make anything happen any faster. And it often further delays the manifestations of the answer that you've been waiting for. And the answer that you're being groomed for. Because you have to realize that you are in training for reigning. But you can't get there before you get there. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we bless you and we thank you for loving us so much and equipping us for success. Father, training us, Father God, to rule, training us to reign, training us to take charge. Father God, we look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, even he was in training for 33 years, Father, for 30 years, for 3.5 year mission. So, Father God, we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We will not be discouraged. We will not grow weary. We will not fall into an anxiety and fear. We don't care what's going on around us, Father God. We're only concerned with what's going on the inside of us. So we say thank you, Father God, that our roots are running deep, Father God, and we shall receive a harvest. But we can't get there before we get there. So when we get there, it's going to be okay because we know that you're already there, Father, showing us how to get there. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. And his word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything, amen, that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. Training for reigning. All right, all right, all right. A form of announcement. We just want you to know, amen, our announcer is going to be back with us, amen, either this week or next week. Amen. Glory be to God. So we look forward to our announcer sharing with us our announcements. But in the meantime, I don't have a problem giving them to you. Okay, we meet on this platform 6 days. 7 days a week. Please meet with us 6 a.m. in the mornings. Amen. For a breakfast for champions. Amen. Meet us at the breakfast table. Amen. As we fellowship every morning. Amen. As we serve you your spiritual breakfast. Amen. We have an altar prayer when we meet 5 days a week. Amen. Glory be to God. 12 o'clock noon and 9 p.m. Amen. Come on with your prayer petitions. Amen. And let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. We have Wednesday night Bible study every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. We have our Friday night corporate prayer that we have every other Friday. Amen. And we also have our spiritual warfare training, which we have been incorporating in our Bible study. But, amen, we're going to bring that back, amen, to every fourth Saturday of the month. Amen. We're also on all the media live streamings. Amen. You can find us on Roku TV. Amen. Google TV, Amazon TV. We're there 6 times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Amen. At 7 a.m. and back at 8 p.m. We're also on, amen, the global radio. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can find us there 6 days a week. Our agenda is expanding, expanding, expanding. We invite you to please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org to keep up with us, amen, because we're trying to keep up ourselves, amen, www.lifewordjesus.org. And here, amen, all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com, amen, /kingdom leadership. You can come and replay and share it, amen, the messages, amen, hear it over and over. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing over again, not just one time. You keep on hearing and your faith grows. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. If you desire, amen, glory be to God, to be a part of our ministry, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining with us today. Hallelujah. And we invite you to visit our website. We invite you to follow us on social media. Amen. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Amen. Glory be to God. Instagram. We're working on building our Instagram account. Amen. And we ask that you will prayerfully consider partnering with us. Amen. And with your prayers, amen, and your finances, amen, you'll help us to cover the globe, continue to cover the globe with the empowerment of the gospel message. Amen. So, again, please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And we ask that you would donate today. Amen. Your most generous gift today. Amen. To help us, amen, to do ministry. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. No amount is too large. No amount is too small. Amen. And we thank God for you, for you, for you, and for you. If you are a first-time listener, amen, please, may this not be your last time. Amen. Please don't come on back. Come on, come on back. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, if you don't know Jesus, this is your day. This is your day. This is your moment. Amen. Right where you are. Amen. You don't need no special color on. You don't have to wait until you're inside a certain building. You don't have to be on your knees. You're not, none of that. Okay. Look, even with that cigarette in your mouth, amen, and that liquor in your hand, if you open your heart, you're going to be okay. Amen. So right now, just repeat after me. Father, forgive me for my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of the universe, and I invite him to come and live in my heart today, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Father, thank you for forgiving me for my sins. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for removing my name out of the Lamb's Book of Death and that my name is now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, for I am saved, and I will serve you. Help me to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? If you just said that prayer, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Amen. You are saved. You have been grafted out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. It's the greatest miracle in the universe. Amen. We want to hear from you. Send us an email at lifewordjesus.org. I'm sorry, that's the website. The email is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. And if you send us your name and your contact information, we'll send you out some information free of charge that's going to help you grow into your full salvation. Amen. And we're going to pray for you. And we're going to pray for you. And we're going to pray. And we're going to keep on praying. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. Training for reigning. All right. All right. That's it for the day. Glory be to God. Father God, we thank you for the tithes, the offerings, the donations, the gifts that have been sown into the ministry. You can sow at our website at lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our Cash App, $ Life Word Jesus, Life Word Jesus. We thank you for your tax-deductible donations. Amen. Father God, we pray a blessing, Father God, upon the individual, Father God, everyone, Father, who's made up their mind, Father God, by your leading to sow into this ministry, into the good soil of this ministry, into the word. And Father God, we ask that you would bless them. Bless them, Father, because you said you would. You said, give and it shall be given. 30-fold, 60-fold. 100-fold. Bless the money, that the money will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. Father, you see how we strive, Father, to be prudent and good stewards over every dime, Father, that is sown into this ministry for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. Thank you. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. And we bless you. And we magnify you. And we glorify you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Father God, help us not to get discouraged. Help us not to get weary. Help us not to quit. Just help us, Father God, to walk in stride, knowing that we'll get there. We'll be there when we get there, because we can't get there before we get there. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord's willing, I'll be right back here to serve you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. serving your breakfast. Amen. Hot off the stove, baby. Fresh out the garden. Amen. In Jesus' name. Pass out free to breath.
Here we go, y'all. I wrote this little churchy song just to let somebody know that no matter what's happening in our society, you still have the victory, huh? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So don't let this world and this system take you out of the game, huh? You are victorious. Say it like this. Come on, say it, y'all.
I can't give up.
Oh, I can't give up.
I can't give in.
I'm not gonna give in.
I won't turn back. I'm built to win.
So God, you still beat to win. Come on, say it again.
I won't turn back.
I got a road ahead of me that God wants me to go to.
Get there. Love you. Signing out.